strikes me in this first reading that we hear this morning from the Acts of the Apostles, two things. One is that the people in Lycaonia are close, right? They're not far off. When they cry out, they say that gods have come down to us in human form, not in Paul and Barnabas, but in Jesus Christ. That part is true. That part is correct. So Jesus Christ, this eternal word of God that we hear about at the beginning of the Gospel of John, right? He's the one who takes flesh and makes his dwelling among us. So that part they can start to get a sense of, but they see that in Paul and in Barnabas, and so they want to offer sacrifice to them, right? Because they don't know yet really the story of Jesus Christ. They've seen this miraculous thing, so they want to raise up Paul and Barnabas. And so the second thing that strikes me there is that in the gospel, there is no room for any kind of egoism, right? There's no room for any kind of egoism or self-centeredness. Paul and Barnabas, they are indeed doing incredible and wonderful things wherever they go. Not them, as they would say, but Christ who lives in them. But they don't want any of that credit. They don't want anybody to think that this is from them. It'd be very easy to say, right, you have a whole crowd of people who are praising you, to start to think to yourself, yeah, you know, this is great, this might be really good, and maybe if I, you know, play along with this, then maybe more people will be able to hear the gospel, and maybe I'll be able to slowly bring them along, and these kinds of things. They have no room for this kind of egoism. They say, this is not us at all. This is not us at all. And in fact, if you think that it is us, then this is a horrible, an awful misunderstanding, one that is really tragic in its consequences, because we do not worship human beings, we worship Jesus Christ, who, yes, he is the eternal Son of God, yes, he did come and make his home among us, but it's not us, it's not us. So for all of us then, too, is that recognition that as we are called to be co-workers in the vineyard for the gospel, that it is never about us, but that everything is about Jesus Christ. It is never about us. It is never about what we can do. We never want to get into that kind of thing. Oh, yes, well, you know, look at these things that I can do. Look at all these wonderful things that I am a part of. No. Primacy is always belonging to Jesus Christ. As we heard in that beautiful psalm, right? Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory.